Welcome to another episode of Making Waves at Sea Level. My name is Tom Singer, and I've been hosting this podcast for, since 2014, a really long time. And the show has taken a lot of iterations. I've done a whole bunch of interviews. We're well over 850 episodes. And lately, I'm doing short little snippets where I'm trying to share ideas to make people think. I am a really big believer in collaboration. And that's what I want to talk about today, because everybody throws it around like it's this crazy buzzword. Oh yeah, we collaborate all the time. And then you see how they behave and it's entirely not collaboration. You know, telling someone you want to collaborate and then trying to charge them for your services, that's not collaboration. That's sales. I recently talked to somebody who they wanted to collaborate, but they wanted me to pay a fee. And it's like, that's not collaboration. You know, you pay a fee. I don't pay a fee. You know, that's not collaborating. That's me getting money. So what is collaboration? Well, number one, I think collaboration has to do with having a shared vision and working on a goal together, where you realize that sometimes you're going to put in a little bit more work or a little bit more resources. Sometimes the other person is going to put in a little more work or resources. But in the end, it all comes out in the wash. It's all equal. It all works out. And you know that the goal that you're trying to accomplish is going to be better for everybody on each side and for your whole community. Great collaboration also means you have to have open communication. You have to be willing to communicate with each other about what are those visions? What do I want out of this partnership? And if you're holding things back, God, that's not collaboration. Collaboration also has to have mutual respect. If we're going to work together, I have to respect you and you have to respect me. If you come to the table with a secret agenda and you're not really respectful of what I'm trying to accomplish, then you're really not a collaborator. You're a manipulator. And that's not really a good thing. Also, collaboration is about active participation. You can't just say, oh, we're going to collaborate and let me do all the work, or vice versa. If we're really going to collaborate, we have to both participate, roll up our sleeves, and get things done. And then you have to have trust. Trust is at the cornerstone of everything that we do in business. And trust takes a long time to build, and it's really easy to destroy. A snarky email that you send to somebody can really change their opinion of you, and they're never going to trust you again. So what isn't collaboration? I mean, there's so many things that can undermine this whole concept of really collaborating and working together and creating something that's better for everybody. And number one is when there's unilateral decision-making, meaning that you're in control. You have to be in control. You're one of those people who's a control freak. Then you're not a collaborator. Number two is having that poor communication. If you're going to hold back, not share the glory, not let people know what's going on with your team, even if something's wrong, maybe part of the project you have to pull back because you've got other things going on. Don't just ghost the person. Let them know that this is my current situation and here's where we're going to be back to working together. And then collaboration doesn't work if it's one-sided. Collaboration has to be a two-way street. And if you're absolutely disrespecting the other person, trying to manipulate the situation, get things out of it, then you're not a collateral person. You're not a collaboration person. Now, you don't have to be a collaboration person. I met with somebody recently and I wanted them to get involved with a project I was working on for an association. And their answer was, I only give money to things where I can guarantee I'm going to 10X my investment. Well, that's not collaboration. That's you listening to too much Grant Cardone. Not everything we do in this world, do we have to guarantee we're going to 10X it? No, we absolutely sometimes need to 10X our investments. We need to make money. But if you lead with what's in it for me and I'm only going to do it if I'm going to get more out of it than you, then you're not a collaborator. So I'm going to challenge everybody to think. When I enter a new situation or when you enter a new situation, do you lead with what's in it for me? Or do you lead with, wow, how can everybody involved in this project find some amazing success? If it's the latter, then you're a collaborator. And I think that collaboration is what's going to be able to solve so many problems in this world. God, I just wish that the Republicans and the Democrats would get together in American society and collaborate on how do we fix this country, not you have to be wrong, you have to be the one, you're evil, you're this and that. That's not collaboration. That's bad-mouthing the other side and stomping people down. Not everything in this world has to be win-lose. When we live in a vibe of win-win, as individuals, we do better, as companies, we do better, and as societies and communities, we do better. So I hope that this tickled some part of you. I hope it's got you thinking. Are the people on your team collaborators? And what can you do to build that trust so that people are willing to collaborate more? Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that our paths cross someday in real life. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.